Lucky enough to be joined by Matt Burke. Unfortunately, it's not in great circumstances that we start our conversation this morning, but obviously Dan Vickerman was a wonderful fellow, and Matt will have some comments as well. Morning, Burkey.
Morning, Stewie. Morning, TK. Yeah, exactly right. Sad day. I heard out yesterday afternoon, only just before it sort of first broke, and you just think, wow, how did it get to this? And I've pondered over the last sort of 24 hours, and it's incredible how, and Stewie, you've been there in that public eye of professional sport, and all of a sudden you leave that area and you take a massive hit sometimes to your ego, and that then becomes can decline into something even worse. And we were talking about injury. If you're talking about injuries you see on the field, but that injury you don't see, whether or not it becomes depression, that kind of stuff, that mental illness, and it's a sad day for world rugby, right? Because Vicks was a great bloke. Just put it plain and simply, a great bloke to play with. And a great tourist, and he'll be very much lost.
Outside of looking in, Matt, always found him charming character to chat with. And he always appeared to me to be, one of those players who had everything together. 63 tests, 3 World Cups, Brumbies, yeah. Waratahs. You play with him at a World Cup. He took time off to study. Was highly educated.
It
happens across all walks of life, doesn't it?
That's exactly it. I talk about that injury that you don't see. You see a broken arm, you see a busted shoulder, but you don't see when people are suffering, from depression or mental illness. And it's something that obviously is gaining more and more awareness, but needs to be even spoken about even more so. Sure. Because, as you said, this guy, Vicks, who affectionately known to us as, was... seemed to be on the right track. I saw him not long ago at a charity event. I see him, dot around on Fox Sports, that kind of stuff.
Yep.
He has his chat. He's intelligent. He knew the game, incredibly. It was one of his features when we were playing the game. Apart from his abrasiveness on the park, there, he could, work out lineouts and lineout calls and stuff that was sort of gobbledygook to me, so to speak. And he was able to decipher that. So. Yes, a sad loss to a guy who, over the world, was known. Obviously, came from South Africa. I remember when he first lobbed to Waratahs training as a young pup, and he didn't care who was in front of him. He was absolutely going to have a go and rip in, and that's what he did all his career. He went down to the Brumbies after that, got a start. Wallabies, came back to Waratahs and was a driving figure behind that and the success there as well. So. Yeah, he was a guy that, as I mentioned before, you liked to tour with. He always had a smile and a laugh. He was quick-witted. And it's sad that, we've lost a friend. We've lost a rugby colleague in a time where rugby's sort of, losing some players in the last couple of years in Jonah and Van der Westhuizen. And you look at these guys and you just think, wow, there's got to be something we can do about this, help out. And I know those other two circumstances were different, but certainly, reaching out for everyone, having a chat is the most important thing, because if we can stop something like this happening down the track, all the better for it.
Yeah, certainly can. Look, we wish him, his family and his kids that are still with us all the best. And if we can do whatever we can, then I'm sure the rugby community and I suppose the sporting community and everyone will pitch in.
Yeah, exactly right, boys. Before I go, I might just give you a quick story on Vicks when we first did an SAS camp out at Holdsworthy. You would have done those things as well.
I've done all these sort of things.
they
start laughing.
They verbal you and the rest of it. And we had one guy that was just giving us an absolute gobful. And the only bloke to go back with him was Vicks. And he basically told him where to go. I think it was go forth and multiply with a word. You understand that? And it was the only bloke to say it. And that's what he was. It was a guy that was could stand up to people. He was a guy that was spoke his mind abrasive, but very much a team man. And he had this little angst about him, a little angriness that he took on the field, which was absolutely fantastic. And as I mentioned before, he'll be sorely missed amongst the rugby world.
He certainly will. Quickly, there's some rugby about to start. Round one of the Super Series is about to start. Rebels v Blues, Reds v Sharks, Crusaders, Brumbies. What about your Waratahs?
They'll be all right this year. They'll go well. They had a It seemed like a cricket score the other day. It was 57-40, I think. 50-47 at Brookvale the other day. A lot of the young blokes stood up, which was great. And, you know, you got the likes then of Michael Hooper coming through and owning that. They've lost a few caps as well. They've lost a number of players. Plotter now is gone. Dave Dennis is gone. Wycliffe Parler is gone. But a couple of young guys that stood up last year, I think, did incredibly well. And you know, the old cliche of having a year under your belt will do them incredibly well. They've just got to believe in themselves, I suppose. It's the confidence, you know, and coupled with that, if you get a nice little run of games in Super Rugby and actually go okay, you look at the Rebels, they've got four Kiwi games in the first 5 weeks. So that's going to be a tough outing against those guys. But I reckon Waratahs should at least top the conference from Australia's point of view and then hopefully go a bit further than that.
Well, they should start with a really big win over the Force. That's at Allianz on Saturday. Yeah. And, mate, quickly, if we can, it's an important season for the Queensland Reds. They need to rebuild that brand. They take on the Sharks. So. That's Friday night, buddy.
Yeah, very much so. And it's been damaged in recent time. And not only, I suppose, TK, you say on the field, but off the field as well, it's been the most damage. And that then obviously translates on it. Clay Cooper comes back. Stephen Moore goes up there to join the ranks. They've got instant respect there, if that's the case. They've got a new coach, a guy who might play with, a guy called Nick Styles. And they were sort of floating last year between two coaches, Matt O'Connor as well. And now he's taking the reins. He seems like he's given them a bit more direction. I saw him speak the other day on the misdemeanor from Scott Higginbotham. And he was good. He just gave clear direction of how disappointed he was rather than trying to skirt the issue. So I think they'll find that this year the Reds will go a lot better. I like Samu Karevi. He's back and he's big and strong. And if they can get it going, they are a good outfit. And hopefully, because obviously for strength of Aussie rugby, you need those teams playing well. So yeah, it's going to be a good one against the Sharks on the weekend on Friday night, I should say.
Manny, as always, one last one. What does a Channel 10 sports reporter do all day?
Research.
That's exactly. Oh, can I ask you the same question? What do you do, mate, all day?
Mate, I'm with rugby league, mate. I'm just, you know, the game, mate.
Hey, Matt, he plans where he's going to be having lunch and what he's going to be having on the menu.
I'm going to give you a call there, mate, and get some scoops for 10 Eye Witness News.
Yeah, it's exactly right. It's exactly right. All right. Good on you, buddy. Thanks for that. You know, sad day for rugby, but thanks for talking to us this morning.
Yeah, thank you.
There he is, Matt Burke, former Wallaby, Channel 10 commentator, Channel 10 sports reporter, presenter.
Yeah, nice tribute to Dan, who played in that 2003 World Cup. And yeah, it is a shock, not just for the rugby world, but certainly for the sporting world with the loss of Dan Vickerman over the weekend.